Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Also by American Clean Power, American Topsoil, IBEW Local 124, the Law Office of Mark Ferguson, Schneider Trucking, Simply Fuel Protein Balls, Trailside RV Center, and by Wholesale Battery. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals Baseball on the Royals Baseball Network.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Man, it's hard not to smile after that one. Listen, I understand what's happening big picture. We all know the record. Royals still 4 games below 500, but the boys just took the opener from the Pirates and did so in the fashion we all wanted to see when we showed up tonight. If you were one of the near 19,000 in the building tonight, phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's our text line number as well. 913-586-7965. Dusty Likens is somehow downstairs in that Royals clubhouse. We'll head inside that victorious locker room coming up shortly. But the Royals, man, they snapped a couple of skids today. Obscure skids, but skids that have been hanging over my head nonetheless. Royals today snap an 11-game losing streak as home favorites. They were expected to win. They were expected to protect this house, and that's exactly what they did, taking the opener from the Buccos. Royals had lost 7 consecutive series opening games here at Kauffman Stadium, but not tonight. 9-3 victory. Royals playing some pretty good ball, right? Winners of 4 of their last 5. And listen, I'm enjoying this one. I hope you are too. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7965. Although I do find myself somewhat torn after this game. Torn in that you and I have been talking after every one of these now 92 games. And in a majority of these post-game shows, we spend the entire time complaining, bemoaning, wishing that the offense would pick it up. Right? Bemoaning the fact that they hadn't. Hoping that today's the day or tomorrow's the day that they ultimately do. We've spent the whole year waiting for the offense, waiting for the stars to step up in a big way. Now, by the way, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi have been studly for about a week now. I mean, combined studly. Now, Vinny's been outstanding since the calendar flipped to May. Bobby's been on a tear since the calendar flipped to June. And Salvi's having a pretty nice start to the month of July. But as a whole, the trio, the Herculean trio that carried this offense to the postseason a season ago, well, they've really picked it up. For as much as we've talked about this offense and laid blame at their feet and browbeat them and wagged our finger at this offense for disappointing us so, I feel as if this entire postgame show should be about this offense. Dropping 9 runs on the Pirates. 7th time all season the boys have put up a 9 spot in a game. I feel like we should talk solely about the offense and give them their flowers. But Noah Cameron, ladies and gentlemen, you and I both know the name of the game is pitching. The reason why I'm allowed to be excited 92 games into the season despite how this offense has performed, the reason why you're even listening right now, is because of performances like this from Noah Cameron. Performances like we've seen basically every time we tune in Royals baseball or show up at Kauffman Stadium to watch the boys in blue. I mean, how many ugly swings did Noah get from that Pirates offense tonight? The curveball, the changeup, spotting his fastball, a career-high 7 innings on a career-high 109 pitches. Noah Cameron picks up the win, a much-deserved victory. He's now 3-4 on the season. Royals had lost his previous 6 outings, so there's another skid ended tonight. So I'm interested to see where you want to go, man. We can love on this offense. In my opinion, they've put together the best week of baseball we've seen from them all season. But if you want to do the show that we've done so very often this season, I'm fine with it because it is warranted. You want to love on this rotation? Love on this pitching staff as Steven Cruz with another 0 as he comes out in the 8th inning. If you want to just love on the 25-year-old rookie from St. Joe that continues to look anything but like a 25-year-old rookie. Cool, calm, collected, composed, and he carves up the Buccos tonight. 9-3 Royals win. Let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's go to DJ from Blue Springs. DJ, you're hitting leadoff on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I was attending tonight. I got to wave hi to you. But my question is, do you think the walk-up songs are making a difference? Because we have been scoring a lot lately.
Yeah, I'm big into the walk-up songs, DJ. I appreciate the phone call. I love Bobby. I think he's walking up to Green River right now by CCR. Vinny's been changing his up quite a bit. I know it works for me as a fan. I love when the walk-up song gets you hype. Bobby's gets me going every time. John Shriver has the best on the team, I think. War Pigs, Black Sabbath. Yeah, DJ, I appreciate you swinging by earlier today, waving. Saying hi, so I was on the air. Sorry I couldn't come out there and say what's up, but I appreciate the support. Speaking of, shout out to Lauren and was it Jesse? They had some kind words. They stopped by the booth out here at Kauffman Stadium. I appreciate it. The family of the late Joe McGuff swinging by. Oh, my gosh. Now, that support means a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Ron in Lee's Summit. Ron, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals clawing back to 500. What do you think, Ron?
I think they can get there. Hey, they've won 5 out of 7, and they're getting pitching and offense, so why not? And this was a great game to be at. I was there, and I saw families and kids just having a great time. four elementary school boys behind me were yelling, "Let's go, Kyle," when Isbell came up, and then he hits that triple. I had to turn around to them and say, "Hey, good job, boys. You did that for Kyle." And there were kids cheering on the Royals everywhere, so it was just a great game to be at. And I know some people on social media are going to say, yeah, it was the Pirates. Wait a minute. If you check back through the Pirates' last three series, they didn't do well the most recent series, but prior to that, they shut out the St. Louis Cardinals in a three-game series, and the Cardinals had been hitting before that. The Cardinals
had
swept Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then
you got swept at home by the Athletics. If anyone's looking past the Pirates or looking down their nose at this victory, man, just mute them, ignore them, move on, because they were the same people lambasting this ball club for their inability to win at home against anybody in the month of June.
Right, the Pirates scored 30 runs in New York in a sweep of the Mets. So,
well, they're an awful offense. We don't need to love on the Pirates. They're terrible. But the Royals did do a terrible team what they're supposed to do, and they beat them down.
But it's not a given that you're going to be able to shut them down or score a bunch against them. Not recently, anyway. So good job, Royals.
No doubt. Ron, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Royals now 19-0 this season when they score six or more. Let's go to Roman in Kansas City. Roman, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yo, what's good, Vern? How you doing today, man?
Doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing great. That offense tonight was amazing. I mean, not many complaints so far tonight. I mean, Lofton, what a game by Lofton, what a game by Bobby, all those guys hitting. I would say the one thing that is obviously, you know, Cameron didn't have his A stuff tonight. He got sent 428 by Pham, and he pitched 109 pitches. Are we just trying to get a torn UCL? I don't really understand what we are doing there with Cameron.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the phone call. I don't know how close you were watching. He pitched really well. Seven innings of two-run baseball. Yeah, he left, a cutter, full-count cutter over the dish to Tommy Pham, and he jumped him, but outside of that, he was outstanding, and him going 109 pitches, I think, is reflective of the offensive outburst. You give him that type of a lead, if he's feeling good, if he's pitching efficiently, if he's not having those high-taxing, you know, high-pitch-count innings, which he wasn't, right, down the stretch, 14 pitches in the fifth, 10 in the sixth. You bring them back out in the seventh. Now, keep in mind, at this point, Royals are already up six runs. I have no problem. I mean, who did you want to see? Yeah, don't worry about that. I mean, what about Noah Cameron this season? Has you concerned about his elbow? I mean, you could always worry about a guy's elbow. I mean, all pitchers, you worry about it, but that doesn't mean you handle them with kid gloves, especially when you're under 500, your starting rotation is your strength, and the dude's dealing. Noah Cameron did not allow a hit to any of the final 13 batters that he faced. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. You mentioned Nick Lofton. I don't know if Nick Lofton hits a ball under 100 miles per hour. I mean, a nine-pitch battle in the second inning is a two-out single. He rockets one to left field. He got robbed of what could have been a two-run double in the third inning as Tommy Pham makes a great catch out there in left field. Smokes one again to the left side in his third trip to the dish and then belts a solo bomb in the eighth inning to put the finishing touches on the Royals series opening victory. 9-3, Nick Lofton, one of five different Royals with multiple hits. Lofton, Salvi, Bobby, India, and Michael Garcia's team leading 30th multi-hit game of the season. Michael hitting .306 on the year. That's eighth best in Major League Baseball. And how about this for timing? Let's head inside that victorious clubhouse. We were just talking about him. One of those multi-hit Royals tonight. He is Nick Lofton. Nick, thank you so very much for the time tonight. Congratulations on the win. Take the fans inside that clubhouse. Where's the confidence at with this team coming off another nine-run outburst?
Yeah, I mean, we're as confident as we've ever been. You know, we've been putting together some really good at-bats lately and finding ways to score runs, and we've been winning some ball games. So we're continuing to do that, and we're going to continue to win every pitch, win every approach, and hopefully it gets us more wins.
Man, I just mentioned it. I think you squared up everything. Even foul balls were leaving your bat over 100 miles per hour. How good did you feel out there?
Yeah, felt good. Approach was just to get something over the heart of the plate and put a barrel on it today. I didn't think too much about my swing, about my mechanics, so just focusing on how I can be on time with a fastball, and was able to do that today.
Yeah, and when you get robbed of what could have been an RBI double, a two-run double there in the third inning, how much of that came back up when you corked that one in the eighth inning? How much of that frustration came out in that eighth inning bomb?
I'm going to be honest, there wasn't really much frustration. I'm a big process-oriented guy, so all I could do was put the bat on the ball, and I was able to hit something hard. Unfortunately, Tommy Pham made a really good catch. You can shout out D Hollow for that, because he taught him how to play some good outfields, I guess. So, I mean, he made an unbelievable grab, and, you know, I'm all about my process, and for me today, I was able to put a good quality at bats in all four of my plate appearances, and you know, I was very fortunate to find one leave the yard, and unfortunately, or fortunately for me, I got it over the fence, and unfortunately for Tommy, he couldn't catch that one. So,
well, process oriented. That's why you're a big leaguer. I'm out here being frustrated, grinding my teeth at night. So, how nice was it, man, at Kauffman Stadium to give these people a show? And I mean, you've seen it, man. Throughout the tough times, they've been here supporting this bunch.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable group of people out there that support us through the tough times and the good times. Of course, you know, they understand that this game's hard. Baseball is something that's very failure-oriented. You're going to fail more times than you succeed. And they've stuck with us through it all. You know, and we're going to continue to give them our best every single day and every single night that we go out there. We're going to continue just to prepare as best we possibly can and give them the best experience out here.
Nick Lofton, kind enough to join us. Nick, final thing for you. Describe the feeling as a hitter showing up to the ballpark every day, knowing that the guy on the hill's going to give you a chance to win. If you could speak to Noah, and then just, man, it's got to be such a nice drive to the ballpark knowing that you got some horse on the hill regardless of who it is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not just Noah, our whole entire staff. We got a bunch of dudes out there. But speaking on Noah, he's done it. I think this is the 11th start of the year. Yep. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct.
And he's continued to do it all year. I mean, I got to witness it in AAA, and I've got to witness it here on the big stage. He's unbelievable. He's got a great support system. I mean, he's a Kansas City native, and he's got a bunch of people out there that support him. He's got a great group of people supporting him around him, and he continues to give it to us every single time he's on the mound. So it's unbelievable. It makes it easier for us, for sure, knowing that he's going to give it his all, because we're going to give it our all for him. And we were able to do that for him tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. It was fun to watch Nick get back in there with the boys, man. I appreciate the time. We'll see you back out there tomorrow night.
Appreciate you. Have a great night.
Yeah, you do the same. Nick Lofton inside that victorious clubhouse as the Royals smack four home runs. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, and Nick Lofton. The first game with four home runs here at Kauffman Stadium since last June. Royals have had four home runs in their last 14 home games total, and they had four tonight. Let's go to Ray. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, Vern, there's so much to celebrate tonight. How about this beautiful weather we had tonight, the fans out there? How about Noah? Wow, seven innings. That is strong. I love pitching and defense. I got that. I got the bats. I got the whole package tonight. I feel spoiled. I sat out there a couple weeks ago for a bunch of losses. I'm back in town, and Royals got a W, baby. Let's do it two more. Is it too early to get the broom out, Vern?
Hey, no, of course not. You got Seth Lugo going tomorrow, and then Chris Bubich going in the finale. Now, if you're demanding a sweep, yeah, maybe it's too early for that. Thanks for the phone call, Ray. But you have an all-star going in the finale. And you have a guy in Seth Lugo that since the beginning of June, he's been one of the 15 best pitchers on the planet. Now, Mitch Keller's no slouch, Pirates right-hander, so the offense is going to have their hands full. But we're feeling good about the offense, right? 9 runs on a dozen hits, and the Royals take the opener from the Pittsburgh Pirates. My game notes following this, the 44th win of the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Greg. He's in Kansas. Greg, what's happening, brother?
Vern, what's up, man?
Hey,
awesome
hey.
Night at the ballpark. We had the fortune of getting to go to batting practice this afternoon. And
wow.
I'm an old school diehard, grew up like a mile from the stadium, live on the Kansas side now. But, you know, people getting a little weary on the Royals this last few weeks, and I'm always in all the time. And so I said, hey, guys, we're going to BP tonight. Offense is going to be a starship. Vinny, Bobby, signing for the kids. It's a million degrees on the field. Everybody's sweating like crazy. And then Vinny just gets the party started with the homer early. And love seeing what Noah Cameron's doing. My cousin played travel ball, Northwest Missouri, and he would always talk about on his journey, my cousin, to pitch in college, hey, this other lefty on the team's a real stud. That kid was a young man by the name of Noah Cameron. So it's super fun to watch him, see what he's doing, and just an absolute blast at the ballpark tonight. You don't have to squint too hard to see us. Take maybe 5 of these 6 before the break. We see what happens. Maybe a bat, who knows, but easy to get excited about tonight. Guys like Nick Lofton, those kind of plate appearances. Just dogs, just a fun group to be a part of, and awesome night at the ballpark.
Yeah, way to go. Appreciate the phone call, Greg. Hey, want to say thanks to Raj in the Ozarks. He and a group made the drive out here to Kauffman Stadium, and they were way too nice to me, dropping off some real goodies. So thanks to Raj and Raleigh and Eugene and Betty and the whole crew. Always appreciate your support. We'll dive into the text line. We'll see if Raj is on the text line. Text line numbers, the same as our phone number. It's 913-586-7965. We're going to hear from Vinny Pasquantino what he had to say inside the clubhouse coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to go to, we have Morgan and Jordan from Kansas City, both dialing us up. Hello, you two. How are you?
How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
We're good. We just got home from the game celebrating with some cauliflower and just, I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. We were just amazed by all the home runs tonight. It was insane.
It's the first time they've had multiple home runs in a game here since August. It's been a while.
It seemed like it. I turned to him halfway through the game and I was like, there's no way that this is normal. There's got to be some kind of a record.
Well, are you buying it? Do you think this offense, the offense that we saw really all last year, is the offense we've seen over the past week? Are you expecting to see it now over the final 70 games of the season?
I mean, we can only hope, right? I feel like we've been in such a slump for a while, but now I feel like vibes are good. The setting tonight was awesome. The crowd was feeling good. I'm like hoping we use this momentum and just keep rocking and rolling.
Love it. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. All right, we'll hear from Vinny, Noah Cameron, Bobby Witt Jr. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse, but we'll get right back to your phone calls first. I just got to take a quick timeout, very quick commercial break. We're back to your thoughts after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
1-2 to win. Sliced in the air, deep right center field. Rattles his back toward the track. He looks up. It's gone. Onto the QT Fountain Deck. An opposite field missile from Bobby Witt Jr. It's a two-run homer. The Royals extend their lead. It's 6-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Man, that dude is some kind of strong, some kind of wiry strong, right? You walk up on Bobby Witt Jr., sure, he's big compared to me and most of you. And he's young and athletic and no fat on his body, but still you don't go, oh, that dude's a masher. He takes 96 left out over the dish and just a laser beam to the opposite field. 404 feet over the right center field wall, 105 miles per hour off of his bat. 13th home run of the season, Bobby batting .316 since the start of June with an OPS just shy of 900. So that put the boys up 6-2. They would go on to win 9-3. They take the opener from the Pittsburgh Pirates and now hand the ball to Seth Lugo coming up tomorrow night. Game 2, Tuesday night, 6:40 right here on 96.5 The Fan. I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Sunday's game against the New York Mets. I have some dugout tickets we're giving away tomorrow. Well, hopefully giving away on the On Deck Show. You got to earn them. So be listening tomorrow. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets 1 hour before first pitch. The On Deck Show begins at 5:30. All right, phone lines are open for you. We'll head inside the clubhouse coming up in a moment. But the number, phone number, text line number, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Drew, who's up in Nebraska. Drew, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Took my daughter down to her first Royals game tonight. Her favorite player was Salvador Perez, so she got to see a Perez home run. I know people have been hard on the Royals the last couple of weeks, but really looking forward to our second half push. I think we're going to make a couple really good deals at the deadline. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, Drew, I appreciate the phone call. This came up earlier today as had a chance to talk with Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo. If you missed what the architect had to say, we were talking about the trade deadline, which is, it'll be what, 4 weeks away? No, 3 weeks from Thursday. Trade deadline coming up 3 weeks from Thursday. So we talked about this upcoming trade deadline and, of course, the offense. Here's J.J. Piccolo.
Yeah, and it's hard because right now you have a large sample of the season. The first, let's say, 70 games, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. But if you take a look back on the last 20 games, there has been some improvement there. But there's still a lot of room for more improvement. And if we get the improvement and we perform to our expectations, both, I'll say, more globally and then also just what the data is telling us, we'll stabilize a little bit. So it's just, but we got to go out and do it. You know, we can talk about it all we want. We got to go out and do it.
JJ, would you say you guys have been aggressive over the past two trade deadlines as a front office? And
would you call that the approach again this season?
Well, I think the goal is always to get better. You know, regardless of where you're at, whether you're a seller, buyer, right now I don't think of us as either way. We just want to make our team better. It's well documented. We've talked about where we need to get better, where we need to production. You look at our infield, it's pretty stable. I mean, there's not a lot that's going to change in our infield, and we don't anticipate that changing. But the holes in our offense, you know, the positions are pretty clear where we need to get better. We just want to get better. You know, whatever that means throughout the month of July, it's not going to change in August. It's not going to change in September. You got to be transactional. You got to be willing to take some shots here and there. But the goal is always going to be to make the team better.
JJ, what's the challenge to the players? Because it sounds like, hey, you know, it's all up to you guys. We could be buyers. We could be sellers.
Well, our messaging, whether it's through me or through Q, that this is all about believing in this team and believing who we have on the field, knowing what they're capable of doing. We want this team to achieve. We want to continue to build on what the groundwork that was laid last year. Winning on a consistent basis, there's something to be said for that as well. We're far from a team that's looking to rebuild. We got some really key pieces here, and we want to maintain and build upon what we're doing. To continue to have that winning culture, winning attitude is a big part of that. So the message that I've shared with the players I've spoken to is we're pushing forward. We're not looking to 26. We're pushing forward.
That's Royals general manager J.J. Piccolo. Royals have 5 games until the All-Star break, 17 games until the trade deadline. Drew, I appreciate you calling. Way to go. Way to be a great dad. Take the daughter to the game. Salvi goes deep. Career home run number 284 for the captain. He's now only 34 shy of George Brett for the all-time Royals record. And he'll match Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez for 7th among catchers in baseball history. But he needs 27 more big flies to match Pudge. Drew, thanks for the phone call. Travel safe. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Brandon in Greenwood. Brandon, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you?
You know, tonight I'm good. Last time I called you, I was piling on the team.
Sure.
I wasn't in a good mood. You know, last month was tough for us all. I went to a majority of the games, saw the same script every single game, us getting down by 2 runs in the, you know, first couple innings and feeling defeated. Tonight was obviously different. And, you know, it was the first – we all got to see a first tonight. It was the first time Bobby and Vinny and Salvi all hit a home run in the same game. Which, you know, I didn't realize. So that was cool. And I'm not gonna, you know, depress the mood here, but I do have a question for you.
Sure.
You know, I custom ordered a Jack Caglione jersey before they were selling them. I was wearing it to the stadium before he was called up. I called you saying we need to call him up, and I still believe. You know, I seen what Judge did when he was called up. You know, we saw the struggles with Bobby. But, you know, at this point, Cags has got the worst average on the team outside of Tolbert, you know, and I want to know the question I have is, what do you foresee the team doing with Cags between now and, you know, the near future, even the end of the season? And then the second part, if I may, and I'll let you answer these both. When it comes to the trade deadline, I want to know what you would prefer the team to be, either buyers or sellers. I heard what JJ said, but I would like to know your opinion and why. Should we be buyers or sellers and why? And those are the two questions I want to hear you answer.
Sure. Thanks. Appreciate the phone call, Brandon. Cags keep running them out there because I think if you send them back to Omaha, I think he'll go down there and dominate. Could he work on stuff? I guess, but he could easily fall back into habits of expanding the zone because I'm so freaking big and strong, and these pitchers at AAA are lesser than compared to the dudes in the show. I can expand and still do damage. So I think he needs to wear it. And he certainly is wearing it. Hit by a pitch tonight, 0-for-3. Pair of ground outs to the right side and a pop-up to the third baseman. Cags is now 30 games into his big league career. He has 16 hits and 26 punch-outs to go along with 5 walks and 3 hit-by-pitches. Yeah, I keep running him out there And as you mentioned with Aaron Judge, we could talk about Nick Kurtz, the other 2024 draft pick that came up. And, okay, maybe he didn't struggle to this extent, but he struggled for the first month plus. And then he locked it in. And I expect that to happen with Cags. I think Cags will be a force in the final 40 games of the season. As far as the deadline, my desire right now, as it stands with the Royals at 44-48, 70 games to go here on the 7th of July, my desire is for them to do something bold. What is that? I could give you a litany of things that would be considered bold. Buying right now, bringing in that bat, that right-handed bat that you want to, hit fifth, allow Salvi to drop down to the seventh spot, or that right-handed bat you want to allow Cags to move a little bit lower in the lineup. That bat we've been talking about basically all season. To acquire that bat right now, it's going to be pricey because there's so many teams still in the fight. You're going to have to overpay to acquire that bat. To overpay for anything while you're four games below 500, that would be bold, in my opinion, and I'll take it. But also, moving to Chris Bubich. I would be shocked if you could get the proper return for the all-star lefty. That would be bold. Vinny, Michael, guy, someone that you have years of team control, even a Carlos Estevez. I think that would be bold because you're also jumping the market, right? Honestly, any move made right now this week, I think would fall under the category of a bold move because there is no action. It would mean for the second time in 3 years, J.J. Piccolo and the Royals front office jump starts the trade deadline. Now, the Rafi Devers moves, that's a whole other kettle of fish. Royals make a move buying or selling right now. That would check the box of bold. But there is a part of me that understands the business side of this thing. And if I'm John Sherman, I'm not willing to wave a white flag. And I think trading Seth Lugo is the obvious move. I think you have to move Seth Lugo. Even if the boys get hot, I still think you need to move them. Even if they get back to 500, I still think that's the wise, big-picture move to get something. So long as you can get something you prize. I'm not saying give them away just to get rid of them. No, you need to be happy with the return. But I think you will be happy with the return if you make Seth Lugo available. So that, to me, moving Seth Lugo doesn't make you a seller. I think you can be a la Detroit last season and trade off a starting pitcher and still believe that you're at least in the fight. Maybe it's not likely that you end up victorious in the fight and find yourself in October, but you can part with Seth Lugo and still believe we could backdoor our way into October. Now, all that being said, if I'm John Sherman and we have 70 games to go, a majority of them are at home, I ain't about to tell my fans that we're done. And if I'm an average Royals fan and I see this team move Seth Lugo and replace him in the rotation with 45-year-old Rich Hill, and I'm still wondering if the offense is going to be consistent enough to offset the regression that's likely to come from the rotation in the absence of Seth Lugo, if I'm an average Royals fan, I see them moving Seth Lugo as a white flag because I don't see how they replace it pitching-wise, and I don't see how they offset it offensively. So my answer to your question of what do I want to see today, I want to see something bold. But if I'm running this team, right, if I'm not just some bald idiot on the radio, if I'm a billionaire owner of this team, I'm saying, hey, this pitching staff's way too good to break it up right now and send out the signal to this city that the guy who's asking for a new stadium is also waving the white flag on what was supposed to be a very promising summer. So all of that combined are my feelings. To me, it's never as simple as I want them to be a buyer, I want them to be a seller, man. It's baseball. Baseball's like life. It's never black and white. It always resides in the gray area. Sorry I'm so long-winded, everybody. Gary and Kearney, thank you for your patience. Gary, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hello, Vern. I'm sorry I didn't wave at you tonight when I walked by. I always try to do that.
But that's all right. I can understand averting your eyes.
Back in February, I went to the Royal Rally, and I got to meet some of the players. Nick Lofton was one of them.
And great guy, huh?
That was the highlight for me tonight, was watching him hit that home run.
Sure, sure. Well, he's as nice as you're ever going to meet. Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Well, hey, I'm glad you shared that, Gary. Yeah, thank you very much, and I'll be sure to wave back if I see you out here. Take it easy. Hey, let's head inside the clubhouse. I got to hear what Vinny had to say after this one. The mouthpiece of the locker room, the mouthpiece of the clubhouse. One of the real leaders on this team. Jump-started this one. Royals go down looking to start this game. After Noah Cameron throws a 1-2-3 first, Jonathan India strikes out, staring at a 90-mile-per-hour fastball from lefty Andrew Heaney. And then Bobby Witt Jr. does the exact same thing, striking out looking. Vinny Pasquantino had no interest in punching out. Vinny gets an 0-1 fastball, 91 miles per hour, meant for low and away, but instead it's left inside, on the inside third of the plate, and Vinny does not miss that, man. He just saw a slider on the inside third. Again, coming from a lefty. You know, shout out Vinny. His last three home runs have been against lefties. Three straight against southpaws. Keep in mind that only one of his first 12 came against lefties. So yeah, Heaney breaks off a slider on the inside part of the plate to the left-handed hitting Pasquantino. He takes it for strike one. He was hoping that he would chase that fastball away, but again, Heaney leaves it inside, and Vinny tattoos it 378 feet over the right field wall into the stands, his team-leading 15th home run. Here's what Vinny had to say after the game inside the Royals clubhouse is our very own Dusty Likens, who's on the air in like 6 hours. Man, I appreciate him grinding inside that Royals clubhouse. Let's hear what Vinny had to say after this 9-3 win.
Where does it tell you where the team is at when you've got you homering, Bobby homering, and Salvi homering on the same game?
And Lofton. Yeah. Let's not forget.
Sorry.
Where is he? He's probably watching the video somewhere. Yeah, I just found out it's the first time we've all homered in the same game. Which is kind of crazy. it's a good recipe for success, that's for sure. So let's do it again tomorrow.
Let him finish his thought.
Maddox. Ugh. I have been on a bad streak with kids lately. They've been crying when they see me. I'm working on it though. Yeah, it's good. Really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Particularly meaningful for
you? Yeah, because it feels like I keep getting reminded how bad I've been off of lefties this year. So that's the only way that it's meaningful. Any other thing than that, it's just like, nah, another homer is good. So, not from you. So yeah, from you, Sam. That's a joke. It's a joke. Yeah, it just feels good, you know. More so, it feels good to hit one at 95 miles an hour. I couldn't believe it. That's my slowest homer. Yeah. Unbelievable. Check the tapes on that, Andy. That's definitely my slowest one here, for sure.
I will check that.
Yeah.
That play you had that you caught in the field, it looked like it said, my bad, and oh, you're expecting something from
it. After I watched the play, no. But in the middle of the play, I thought I could hold the base. I didn't realize how far away I was from the base, so that's all that was.
Vinny, also on the 363, it looked like some pretty nifty footwork there. And he had made a point of saying how that's something you really worked on.
It's all the dance lessons how they're doing in the offseason. Yeah, just real nifty on my feet. So, smooth, real light, you know.
Has it taken something, though, to get those steps down just right? I mean, I'm sure it looks...
No, that was one of the more confusing ones that I've had.
Yeah.
I turned myself around pretty good there.
Yeah.
So that was one where I just really trusted that Bob and I have done that play so many times of where that throw was going to be. So, because I think the throw was in the air before I had turned around to catch it. So it was one of those how I was just trusting like where he was going to be. So just worked out for us in that spot.
I know you guys are day-to-day, obviously, but to see the you guys put some runs together, clicking, you guys said you wanted to turn around so much this season. Do you find like it's finally coming to that point for you?
I'm not going to like throw out a proclamation like that. First off, nice shirt, though, Jordan.
Oh, thank you.
A nice shirt. But it's just a good game. It was nice to score some runs at home. We won a game at home last time, but it felt good to... really get one there in the first game of a series. So, and to come out early and score the way we did, and then to respond the way we did after Tommy hit that homer for them, I thought was really nice. So, just all around good game. Noah pitched really well. Bat swung it tonight. Good game, but you know, we got to show up tomorrow and do it again.
Do you view this as a pretty big homestand for you guys, given how past homestands have gone, and also that it's the last one? The All Star break, you guys are trying to get on a roll here.
100%, because I think kind of after the break is when you kind of start evaluating yourself as a team in terms of the deadlines coming up, and I know nobody in this room has any interest in being anything other than competing for the playoffs. So I think you try not to look too far ahead, but you know that this is a big week, knowing that we come in 5 games under and you have an opportunity to just play some good baseball ahead of the break and try to get that record more in a good spot. So it's just big in the regard of like, you know, every game's big, but knowing that the break is coming and that's when things start to really start to get evaluated, you just try to go out there and play your best and see what happens.
How do you evaluate the at-bats against Heaney? And speaking of Lofton, able to drive up the pitch count there
And Lofton had a great night in general. He had to hit the first at-bat, I believe, and then he smoked 2 balls and then hit the homer. So, I mean, he was unbelievable tonight. He put together some really good at-bats. First game of series, anytime to be able to get the starter out after 4, that's huge. So got this pitch count up early and kept going. Sometimes we've gotten pitch counts up early and then weren't able to continue with it. Tonight we were able to continue, and that's a really good sign for the offense. But, you know, like we talk about all the time, we got to come out and do it again tomorrow. So,
okay, of course, the game's so streaky, but is there a way to get your arms around how you can have this kind of power burst and not have had it for a while here? How does that happen?
I have some thoughts on it, but I'm not answering that publicly. So, Luke Maley's here, which has helped, because when he hit a homer, and what have you played? 2 games?
I don't know.
3 games?
Not many.
You played the one in Baltimore, and we broke a record for how many homers we hit. So yeah. It seems to be when Luke's around, we hit homers. So, I think the weather helps. The ball that I hit tonight, it's not a homer in April.
Yes, it is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Never mind. It's a homer all the time. So I think it's just a good night. Weather was right for it at this place. So
is it testimony to staying the course on the things that you need to do to get things in place? What's it reflect?
Adjustments. Adjustments. But I think also trusting ourselves and having confidence in what we do. Every once in a while, you go through good streaks, you go through bad streaks, and you got to be able to be tough enough to get through all of them. So.
Do you think Lofton should keep this clean-shaven beard now?
Whatever it takes to do what he did tonight, he should keep doing. So,
you going to keep those locks going with the way you're going?
My wife wants me to cut it very badly, but...
Tell her to check the stats?
Yeah, the problem is you could go either way with it. We're losing. Like, we have a losing record, so you could be like, oh, you should cut it. Maybe you win more, but you never know. You never know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Keep it growing.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Maybe I'll take a poll.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. That's Dusty Likens there. You'll hear Dusty alongside Bob Fesco coming up beginning at 6 a.m. right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Royals take the opener from the Pirates 9-3. Vinny puts the boys on the board with that first inning home run. He leads the team with 56 RBIs on the season. He's batting .315 with an OPS of .865 since the start of May. Let's go back to the phone calls. Lines are open for you. Text lines there as well, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I see Kelly in Smithville was at the game, had a great time. Let's go to Alex in KCK. Alex, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for having us on. Got my 5-year-old Emilio here, and he's just got a message for the fans.
Let's go, Royals!
Bam, 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 bam. I love it. Emilio. Strong name. Love it. Alex, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much. Lucas from Liberty. Salvi played such a good game, Vern. That home run got me fired up. Yeah, me too. I think the only person that's getting nervous with these homers of late from Salvi is Royals Hall of Famer Amos Otis, because Salvi's breathing down his neck. He's just 20 extra base hits shy of AO and 24 RBI shy of Amos Otis for third most in Royals franchise history. All right, let's go to Gabe in Olathe. Gabe, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks. I want to keep the Nick Lofton love going here a little bit. I've been to a lot of KU baseball games, and back in Nick Lofton's Baylor days, he hit a lot of homers at Hoagland Ballpark, and it was just kind of a cool full-circle moment for me tonight. I think he can bring a lot of value to this team. He's been good recently. He's really good wherever you put him on defense. So shout-out Nick Lofton, man. But I'm having fun in July, and whenever anyone asks me, what's going on with the Royals this year? I say, well, the offense is going to get hot for 1 month at least. And I think July is going to be that month. It looks like it's going to be so far. Go Royals. Love what I'm seeing.
No doubt. Royals hit 4 home runs today. They're now 9-1 this season in games where both Bob and Salvi go deep. They've won 5 straight games when the captain and maybe the future captain go bridge. Bobby's home run gives him 46 extra base hits on the season. That's 6th most in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Andrew in Kansas City. Andrew, you're next up on the postgame show. How are you?
Good, Vern. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Of course.
Hey, I just wanted to say it was a great night for baseball. I've listened to the whole game on the radio. I teach, so in the summer I do a bunch of door dashing, so it was fun to listen to the commentators be excited throughout the whole game. Clicking on all facets of the game. It was just exciting to listen to. I did have one question, and I'll listen off the air. What's the latest update on Reagan's? And, again, love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I believe Reagan's was supposed to throw this afternoon. I saw him coming out of the bullpen. I think he was throwing it around 3:40. When did we talk to Q? Yeah, he was coming off then. So we'll get the update tomorrow. But, you know, watching him walk off or walk out of the bullpen, walk towards the clubhouse, thanks for the phone call. He looked fine. You know, he wasn't grimacing. He wasn't, you know, grabbing his shoulder. You know, he was wearing a T-shirt that said, arm feels great or arm feels good. Yeah, so hopefully good news, but we'll have an update for you tomorrow. But just looking at him, he looked hot, looked exhausted, sweaty, and healthy. So we hope for the best. Wish I had a better answer for you, but I will at this time tomorrow. Thanks for the phone call. Congratulations to Noah Cameron, tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Obviously, right? 7 innings of 2-run baseball, a career-high 7 frames from the 25-year-old rookie. For being named Player of the Game, Noah will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for 2 from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home with his wife, or really, he could have it with anybody. Want to have the parents, sibling, want to just sit there and eat it with the baby? Go for it. It'll all be delivered to the Cameron's home from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Noah Cameron. 7 innings of 2-run baseball sees his ERA now at 2.56, that's the lowest in Royals history for a pitcher through his first 11 starts. And obviously, it's the best in baseball this year among rookies. Cameron averaging more than 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. That, too, the best in Major League Baseball among rookies. Let's head back inside that victorious Royals clubhouse and let's hear from tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Noah Cameron, addressing the media, as our Dusty Likens is there.
Good, it was good.
Drops a slow start, kind of getting behind the counts, kind of getting the pitch count up, just not being as, I guess, efficient as I needed to be, as I wanted to be. But thankfully there about the fourth inning, just got back in the zone and just attacked, got some weak contact and got out of there with a good one.
Any adjustment that you made to be able to allow you to do that?
Yeah, I think we went a little bit more fastball heavy first pitch and was getting a little, like, some rollovers, some swing and misses, some takes, just not nibbling as much. Just kind of been a struggle the whole year, I guess, of just nibbling a little bit too much. Yeah, it was good. It was good, you know. We're going to take it into the next one and all good things.
Well, I agree a little bit when you get to a really good lead like that and they flip it again after you allow that. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's the easiest thing ever as a pitcher to pitch with a 7-run lead. You know, just guys obviously attacking baseballs, a lot of homers tonight, which is a lot of fun. And just good vibes. You know, we score a bunch of runs like that. It's just everybody's happy. And we're just having fun playing the game.
What have you learned, I mean, through your first 11 starts to be able to be on such of a road as you are right now?
Yeah. You know, I think it's just trusting myself, trusting, you know, trusting the catcher, trusting our game plan, kind of just going into the game. I think when I struggle, it's because I'm throwing balls, I'm getting behind in counts. So it's really, I think that's a big thing. Just moving forward, just getting back in the strike zone. I know I don't throw 98, 100, so I have to be in the strike zone to get those early contact swings. And that's kind of a big thing.
What does it mean to get the trust of the managerial staff to go 7 innings and then, you know, throw a career high pitch today too?
Yeah, it feels good. I've been telling them I'll go 7 innings one of these days. So we struggled to get there this year, but I mean, just letting me finish that means a lot to me for sure. So I felt good. You know, I felt good the whole time. So definitely good to get 7 in.
Being familiar with this humidity, is it an advantage for you to pitch in this?
No, it's hot for everybody. I mean, obviously, I'm used to it, you know, more than some guys, but it was a hot one.
Yeah.
It was a hot one. It's sweaty. Sweaty out there for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. All right, there you go. That's Noah Cameron inside the victorious Royals clubhouse. Royals starting pitchers have completed 7 innings in 3 of the last 4 games. Royals win 9-3. We go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vernon. Yeah, you know, the bats have definitely came out today with the 4 home runs. Not usually how the Royals win because, you know, they like to play small ball, but good to see the bats come out today. And I just hope that this continues with the Pirates and then the struggling Mets. But I just want to give out one shout-out to Chaz Martinez as he got promoted to Triple-A today. And he had like a 1.74 ERA in like 35 appearances. So that's good. If we trade one of our expiring contracts of a reliever, maybe he can help us in the second half. So shout out Chaz Martinez.
Way to go, Garrett. Way to stay locked in, my guy. Nice to hear from you as always. Royals jumped out to a first inning lead thanks to Vinny's team leading 15th home run. 1-0 as we go to the third inning. Henry Davis, the former number one pick, would lead off that third inning and expand the strike zone with 2 strikes. Cameron throws him a changeup that is well off the plate away, but it is elevated. And with 2 strikes, Davis trying to protect, he reaches and somehow drops that ball into center field. Now, Vinny, who you heard Vahe Gregorian bring it up in the conversation earlier. Vinny turned a gorgeous 3-6-3 double play to erase a leadoff walk of Cameron's in the second inning. Then there in the third, after the leadoff single to Henry Davis, Vinny makes another outstanding defensive play as he leaps and stabs a line drive off of the bat of the 8 hitter. So now 1 out. Cameron gets the 9 hitter to swing through a curveball in the dirt, man. How many ugly swings did Noah Cameron see from that Pittsburgh lineup? Nonetheless, 2 outs and a man on second base. Tommy Pham gets ahead in the count 3-1. Count goes full, and then Noah Cameron makes his big mistake of the day, leaves a cutter in the middle of the dish, and Tommy Pham sends it 428 feet for his 3rd home run of the season. And just like that, the lead is gone. Pittsburgh's in front, 2-1, heading to the bottom of the 3rd. But then the Royals put together one of, if not the best inning of offense we've seen all season. I mean, Jonathan India, a 9-pitch battle. He flicks a slow curve middle, down in the zone, but in the middle of the dish, he flicks it into right field. Bobby Blisters one through the left side into left field for a single. So it's two on with nobody out. Royals looking to tie this game up right away in the bottom of the third. And Michael Garcia comes through. He's protecting with two strikes. He gets a changeup down out of the zone and goes down and guides it over the shortstop's head into left field. India comes around to score. Royals tie it up at two. But they weren't done. Salvi would crack an 0-1 changeup on the outside part of the plate. It's belt high, and it goes a long way. 398 feet to the left center field wall. Bobby comes around to score, and the Royals are in front, and they would never trail again. Mark Canna hustles to beat out a double play. Shout out Mark Canna. Shout out to the vets, right? That's twice in the past week we've seen a would-be inning-ending double play for naught, right? As Salvi beats it out on the road, Mark Canna beats it out tonight. Run comes in to score, and the Royals are up 4-2. Bobby hits a two-run shot in the fourth. The lead is now a four-run lead. Salvi hits number 11. That came in the fifth inning. That made it 7-2, good guys. Bob with another RBI as he rewards Kyle Isbell's leadoff triple. Izzy scores. And the Royals are up 8-2. Nick Lofton belts his first home run ever at Kauffman Stadium. It's 9-2, good guys. Jonathan Boland sees a run come across to score, but who cares? A big deal. Royals win 9-3. They take the opener of this three-game series, and they'll look to take the series tomorrow with Seth Lugo on the hill. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Ryan in Raytown. Ryan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going, man? First time
calling. Great, how are you?
Great, love your show. We just got done playing my men's league, and we kicked some butt tonight. I feel like hell five innings, had a couple doubles.
My man,
I wanted to talk
Shohei
about Noah Cameron, man. I think we got something special here, and I think he should be getting some looks as Rookie of the Year. I mean, he stepped in for our ace, and he's dealing like an ace right now. And I don't see why, if he doesn't keep doing it, why he can't be the Rookie of the Year. I'll listen online, offline, buddy. Thanks.
Sure. Hey, I love it. Yeah, I would love to see it happen. But Bobby Witt Jr. isn't starting the All-Star game. A rookie is. So if the people are voting this guy, if people would rather see Jacob Wilson start the All-Star game instead of Bobby Witt Jr., I think Jacob Wilson's running away with the American League Rookie of the Year. Honestly, I'm hoping Jack can start to fight with Noah Cameron as far as who's the Royals Rookie of the Year. I still think that's a possibility. I think that's how good Caglione can be down the stretch. Is that after game 162, we're having a real conversation of who was the best rookie. Seems wild to say because Noah Cameron's having, well, like I mentioned, the greatest start to his career of any Royal in history. 913-586-7965. I'm very late for a break. It's going to be a quick timeout, but we get right back to your phone calls as the Royals win 9-3. Back with more after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Now the pitch, swing, and a high fly ball deep left field. Pham going back. Pham looking up. It is gone! A towering home run to left field off the bat of Salvador Perez. And the Royals lead it 7-2.
Oh boy, another big day from the captain. An RBI double in the third, a solo bomb to get things going in the fifth. Salvi has 25 RBIs in his last 29 games, and the Royals victorious tonight. They take the opener from the Pirates. 9-3, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Two hits tonight for Salvador Perez, and those two knocks match the career total. Salvi's career total matches Hall of Famer catcher Mickey Cochran. Guy played like 100 years ago. There are only 23 catchers in the history of this sport that have more base hits in their career than Salvador Perez has in his. Let's hear from the captain inside the victorious Royals clubhouse as our own Dusty Likens was there.
I'm asking this, but I guess what does it mean to have you and Vinny and Salvi and then also Nick too, all homer in the same game, especially you guys?
Yeah, it's always great anytime hit home is here confident. It's great. And so
this is Bobby Witt Jr.
Just keep putting together good swings and keep getting after it.
It's been a little bit.
Thought he had
multiple homers at Kauffman as a team. Anything tonight that you guys were able to just put together?
Just being ourselves out there, not really trying to do too much, not trying to do too little, and then home runs just kinda happen. You're not trying to hit home runs, and if you do more times than not, you're not gonna hit home runs, so it's just one of those things where they just happen.
Bobby, Q said tonight that he believes when you're hitting the ball left center is kind of like the zone, but hitting one opposite field is where it does in particular meaning from out of the game, but hitting 400 feet that way.
Yeah, it's just being able to kind of try to cover every pitch and just be able to try to get that. All I was trying to do is get the runner in from third, and I was able to kind of get him in too.
No, Bobby, with the bottom of the lineup producing, getting on base, and then Jonathan India also setting the table, what exactly does that do for you? You know, the power, the middle of the order for you guys to produce like you have been doing.
Yeah, that's what our team is. That's who we are. And so it's just everyone doing their part and doing their job. And so it's great to see whenever it all clicks.
How do you evaluate the at-bats against Heaney overall, just being able to drive that pitch down and get him out
there? Yeah, he's a guy that will kind of be around in the strike zone, so you just don't want to go out of your way to make yourself get out, and so you just got to try to pick the right pitches and then just attack when it's in the zone.
What was it like playing behind Noah tonight and seeing him be able to get through seven?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just attacking guys. I know it was a little muggy out there too, but just doing that, just it was great to see just him do what he's been doing and just doing it again tonight.
All right, there you go. That's the great Bobby Witt Jr. inside the Royals clubhouse. All right, thank you very much. Thought it was going to be Salvi, but hey, always nice to hear from Bobby. Bobby's opposite field two-run blast in the fourth inning was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to Nate in Lee Summit. Nate, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, super fun game to watch tonight. I love that interview you had with Vinny because I feel like he might be the best interview of any baseball player on the planet. He is so entertaining to listen to. And, of course, he's got the play to back it up. I love tonight. I love that we're getting back to winning baseball. Five of the last eight victories. It was super fun. But I wanted to shout out Vinny because, you know, the power is coming alive, and I've really appreciated watching him play baseball. But I'll listen off air. Thanks, Vern.
No, I'm with you 100%, man. I love watching him. He had an outstanding day, both defensively and offensively. But just personally, I'm a big fan. Big fan of him as a person, as a ball player, as a teammate, as a leader, as a mouthpiece. He is a winner. The undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. Undeniable with a bat or a microphone. Put either one of those two things in his hand, and you're going to be hard-pressed to find anyone better. I see Riley and Lotawana writing in on the text line, Vern, dare I say, the boys are playing some ball? No doubt. Big T and Shawnee, would you say that the boys are playing some ball?
Yeah, hell yeah, Vern. They're rocking and rolling right now. Yes, I love what I'm seeing with that offense, but I want to ask you a question, Vern. The other night, that kid from Pittsburgh cruised through that ball 105.2 from center field to the plate. What about that laser arm, Vern?
But I he needs to keep his head in the game. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but I want to talk about our boys in blue. Nice job that came off that road stand, you know, on the road 4-2. And then, you know, they pick up the win tonight. The wins have been few or far between at home, so nice job. They pounced on them early and often on Pittsburgh. Nice job on the offense, but you're right. It starts with that pitching, everybody. And everybody's talking, get rid of Lugo, get rid of Boo, which I understand. But, baby, if we want to stay in this, I think we're going to need those guys. I love those guys. They've been the backbone of this team. They're the MVP so far. And then you touched on that. The guys from last year, they're starting to look like this year, the big three of them. How about Garcia, who's been doing it all year, Vern? Way to go. The offense is coming along. We're seeing that power. And Bobby Witt, you're right about him, Vern. Robin Yount with speed and power, baby. I love that kid. Nick Lofton, I love that. Love the shout-outs on that kid, man. I love the way he plays ball. Could he be another SNL too, Vern? And I'll leave you with this. Ozzy Osbourne has that song, No More Tears. So maybe after tonight with the offensive output, we won't see any more tears, or hopefully not a lot of any more tears with the offense. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Thank you very much for the phone call, Big T. I see Will from the 660 writing in on the text line that Salvi is in the process of flipping the narrative he got going last Wednesday, Vern. Look out. From the 712, Vern, if Noah Cameron was dating Livy Dunn, he'd be a household name. Hard to argue. Rally Mantis says he enjoyed the home run derby today at Kauffman Stadium. Gianni, he was in the building, one of the near 19,000 to show up to watch the Royals outscore the Pirates, triple them up, 9-3 the final score. Gianni writes, that's the kind of night I was, those are the kind of nights I like leaving the K. I brought the girls. It was just a great night all around. Hats off to Noah Cameron, no doubt about it. Raj in the Ozarks, I mentioned earlier, he made the trip out tonight. Said he's heading back to the Ozarks, but enjoyed watching Nick Lofton almost rip the glove off of Tommy Pham in left field. It made the trip well worth it to Kauffman Stadium. Again, Great seeing you, Raj. I wish I could have spent more time with you. Spike in St. Joe writes in on the text line with a message for Jack Caglione. Jack, don't get down. Do what you did in the minor leagues. Keep hitting the ball hard. The boys will get their record to 500 before the All-Star break, says Spike in St. Joe. Five games to go. They got to win them all. Right? Got to win them all if you're going to finish above 500. Five games to go. Royals sit four below 500. Let's go to Steven in KCK. Steven, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Oh, Vern, it's not over till it's over, man. I'm buying what Pasquatch is selling. I'm turning to Chester in my old age. Listen, we're five down with five to play before the All-Star break. This thing, I don't care who we trade. I don't care. This is a team that went toe-to-toe with the Yankees without Pasquatch last year. And every game was close. Almost beat them. I think we don't beat our drum enough. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint. This is not, I'm gonna just tune out. I'm gonna tune out because we're not hitting. The humidity gets higher. Those balls start going out. Singles become doubles. Doubles become triples and home runs. And Vinny's right. Vinny's right. This thing can turn on a dime. The only thing that matters is you are the hottest team in late August, September, and October. That's the only thing that matters. That's the only thing. I mean, it's nice to win a division, nice to win a wild card. We could wait another 2 or 3 months to still be a hot team. So I called you that night where it all began, when we turned it around, where Red Panda broke her ankle and the NBA Commissioner's Cup and Caitlin Clark won her first trophy. We can peg it from about right now to where the rocket ship takes off, because this is the longest marathon. The baseball is not a sprint. It's not like the rest of life. So let it keep the faith. Keep on sawing wood. Keep on sawing wood, and that thing is going to break, guys. Take care, Vern.
All right, Steven. Nice hearing from you. I'll tell you what. The character arc of Steven and KCK has been jaw-dropping. I believe I once told Steven to never call again, and he was my least favorite caller. I said a few things I regretted to Steven, and I don't know what happened, but he has done a complete 180. And I love it. Always nice hearing from you. Hey, if I was unable to get to you tonight, I sincerely apologize, but that's the music. They're playing me out. We got 70 more to go. Hey, Steven just told you. We still got a lot of this sprint remaining, ladies and gentlemen. Jacob Mustard, I look forward to running the sprint with you, brother. Great job back at the studio. Kansas City, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming. Wake up with Fesco and Dusty. Weekdays starting at 6 on 96.5 The Fan, KFNC FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, in Odyssey Sports Station.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.